All right, we are plugged in for Thursday night, 20th of April, 2023, for the Crass Files podcast with Adam. The Dean's back on with me tonight to go over all the latest, and boy, it never stops, hey? Always got a lot to cover. Crazy times. I mean, we've got government spooks poisoning bees and pouring petrol in hives. We've got trannies reading books to kids in schools. We've got people in surgical masks at the malls. Really, 2023 is just absolutely insane, and we've got a lot to cover always. It never stops. I knew this year was going to be mad because after what they did during the last few years, of course, everything was about COVID, and we look at the response and what the government did and everything that happened. And then, of course, now it's going to get insane as they distract everybody away. It's bread and circuses. That's what it is. It's really incredible what's going on, but I try to keep on top of it, and the Dean tries to keep on top of it as best we can, and just keep the conversation rolling and keep our work going under, you know, incredible censorship. We were hacked on the website, and the Dean's knows about that with the AVN. In fact, I was talking about this on one of my Nightwatch podcasts. I didn't even know that the AVN website was hacked into and went down. I just got up in the morning and I was doing a bit of work on the website, and one of the followers said they were onto it, and that allowed me to email and or text Nadine, who looked into it and saw that that was actually happening. That's what happened to me the other day. I was out and busy and doing things, and then I just checked my email, and a bunch of people saying the website's gone. And so that allowed me to get onto it quicker. So thanks to those guys who are always listening in and on the websites and listening to the podcasts and you know, on the Crass Files website and letting me know these things, because I was able to contact the hosting and get them to look into this very serious attack on the website and our servers that was really extreme. And it took us a while to patch everything up. One of the problems, Neen, was that what we know is that they're targeting WordPress websites. This came from China. It's probably nothing personal. You're just probably on one of their lists and they get contracts or something to do it. And so they inject this, you know, they inject in this malware, and it just creates problems everywhere. And one of the things, I just couldn't upload audio files, so I couldn't upload my podcast. And we didn't know why, but everything's patched up. The AI robots are back on the case. They seem to be working very well from what the hosting said. So everything's secured and airtight. The last, it was because I think I would assume that it was the new theme, the new website theme that we built in. There's been a few plugins there that are suspect and allowed them to get in through a back door there, whereas the last theme on the Crass Files was absolutely airtight. So they've got in some way, but we've fixed everything up and very, very secure again. So we move forward and continue on our way. Everything's up on crassfiles.com. Plenty going up. I've been posting more lately and doing the Nightwatch podcast and these, so lots for folks to go over and comment on. And folks can support me by being a member. It's $8 Australian a month, and that just helps me to continue. There's a hell of a lot of expenses lately, and it's wiped me out. So membership really just helps me to continue forward because my costs are in US dollars, but the membership is in Australian. So it just really helps us move forward here. So get on the website and click on one of the banners there and sign up for a membership. It's everything's up there. And just enjoy the website and contact me anytime. Plenty going on, Neen, as I said, to discuss tonight. We might start with how you're going, and then how everything is on your end. If there's anything critical you want to bring up on the podcast tonight, I've got a few things. I wanted to discuss the bee industry, because that's unbelievable. It's happening in Newcastle, where you are.
Also
the
time.
Library situation with the drag queen story hour you guys are getting. That was an important one as well. But what's happening on your end? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I'm here ranting away.
Oh my gosh. That's right. Well, rant away. There's a lot to rant about, I have to say. So I guess probably at the forefront right now, for me and for Newcastle, we've got the drag queen story time happening, and we apparently have our own drag queen, Timberlina,
Yes.
who's absolutely disgusting.
It's
I've had a
gross.
look. Yeah, the Instagram page is just shocking. Intro videos on YouTube. Oh my gosh, like, yeah, I can't believe that this is what our society has come to as finding acceptable methods of entertainment for our children. I mean, this isn't the first time Timberlina has been here, but obviously, coming around now, I just thought I can't, I just cannot let this proceed. And so I've sort of activated the community into an awareness that it's on, and have asked people to call in the library and the council to get it stopped. So emails are going in, phone calls. I had arranged that because it's happening this Saturday. The what's the date on Saturday? The 22nd. Sorry, I had to think about that one. I've said it that many times, I should know. So it's happening this Saturday, the 22nd, at 11 a.m. till 11:30 at Newcastle Library, City Library. So we are planning a silent, peaceful stand in solidarity against drag time, story time, drag queen story time. It's not a rally, it's just going to be no one talking, just standing completely quiet. And people will ask what we're doing there, and then we can say, but we're not there to instigate hatred or to scare the children, because I know that they are going to be scared when they walk in those doors and come back out and think, what the hell has mum and dad just gone and taken me to? But we need to show these people that it's completely unacceptable, and that our society has gone completely mad, and that it basically, bottom line, is so derogatory against women. They are trying to take away our sexes, and this is just grooming. First and foremost, this is grooming of our children, grooming them to believe that they have a choice of what sex they are, instead of embracing the fact of what God has given them. We're all born with a sex. You don't get to choose. You don't get to decide. It's given, and you get it, and you need to deal with what you've got. And this whole concept of thinking that you could be something else is programming. It's just pure programming. And we need to protect our kids. They constantly come for our children, and adults just blindly go in giving everything away. And that, there's only been a few people that have come forward saying, you're inciting hatred and division, and I don't agree with you. I was actually told that the police wanted to speak to me, for what I had put out, which was, nothing horrendous. It was just, I encourage you to, if you feel strongly against this, to write to the council and call them.
Well, how evil. That's
However,
terrible, Nadine. How dare you?
I
You'll
know.
have the federal police on your doorstep, but they, they won't be protecting our kids from pedophiles.
Well, and it was interesting because I rang the police station, and there was a policeman that we had a very good contact with when we were doing the COVID rallies. And the police here have just been amazing through all of it. Very supportive, very helpful. I mean, they just want people to be able to have a voice, and they want to support them so that there's no issues. And So I rang him today, and he said, "Oh, look, council have called me, and they're actually really quite concerned with the volume of emails and phone calls that they're getting, and they feel that like you're all going to create something quite scary outside of the library." And so he assured them that the people that were planning to have a silent stand were actually very good, kind people that weren't there to create a problem. They were there to simply tell you that they didn't like what you were doing. So he was so wonderful and really supportive. And he said, if they don't cancel it and they continue to go on for another 2 months, you just let me know if you're going to be there each time they have it, just so we can make sure you guys are safe. I went, yep, great. Well, if I said, well, I can guarantee if they continue to do it, we will be there. I'll just let you know and you can come and check to see that everything's okay. He asked me if I had any concerns, and our main concern is the Alphabet crew that are going to be standing there wanting to have a fight and tell us that we're, conservative extremists and radicals, and that we're all wrong. And he said, well, that's actually what they're concerned about also, the police, is that we're going to get these people coming wanting a fight. So he said, don't worry, we'll be there, you're protected. So that's fantastic. I feel, you can't have these rights taken away from you. And when you've got the support of the police like that, it really gives you great confidence in what you're doing is right too. And, which really trying to reiterate to people, do not come and start yelling. There's going to be young children there, and the last thing they need to see is an angry mob and people yelling abuse. And like that's what we're trying to protect our kids from, right?
That's
What
right.
kind of world, what kind of world do we want our kids to live in? So yeah, that's quite a big thing at the moment. Been very, very busy with different Christian communities in this area that are coming together to stand. We've even come up with a concept of why not have Bible verses shared in the library. I wonder how council would feel about
Yeah, that's
that, which I
right.
think
Yeah.
is going to be quite interesting when we put that forward. So if you're talking like, because they have an automatic email that's coming back to you, and I'd like to read just this one part of it that I find highly, without sounding rude, I find it highly entertaining, because it, to me, it just tells you, without probably they're even realizing, how would you put it? It's like the programming that they've put on our society. They see that the Rainbow Family Storytime program is part of its commitment to inclusion and literacy. And then in the last sentence, it says, our libraries are important community hubs. Rainbow Family Storytime is another way we can ensure all Novocastrians feel included by the free range of free programming in our libraries. Now, free programming, I mean, to me, this is programming 101. They're programming these kids to have no idea of what they are or who they are. They're stripping them of all of that. And whether they like to admit it or not, I mean that, we spoke to one lady at the council, and when we said, this is just so degrading to women, and to show men dressed as women and actually mocking them is, you to ask us, where in child development does that fit in? What category does that come under? And she's like, oh gosh, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And I thought, far out, are you serious? You haven't thought of that. I'm absolutely gobsmacked by the level of cognitive dissonance in this society. It's absolute madness.
We got the same generic messages and emails back from the Manly Library when they bought the these beasts in there. We had the same thing. I did an article on it, and happened in Manly Library here on the Northern Beaches. Had the drag queen story hour, and lots of people, my dad Garth, he emailed them, but they got the same message back as you did. And I got the same one as well. Yeah, you know, we just want to be inclusive and all of this. So they're just a bunch of brain dead sheep, who are just going along with the narrative, and they do what they're told. The orders come in from above, and they just do what they're told on the bottom, and that's the way that that's the way that it always is. And it's the same sort of system that we see everywhere. And I know what they did. I did look on some groups on Facebook, I think it was, and a lot of these mostly ladies were ringing up because the tickets were free, and so they were just booking all the tickets, and then it sold out, but they didn't go, which was kind of like a good idea. But you know, I was kind of saying on a podcast that perhaps the community needs to actually go in there on that day and stand tall and say, this is wrong what you're doing, and we can't have this, and push back. Because, I've been talking about this lately as well. They're really bold now, and what we're seeing now is that, they're really going for the throat, and we can see it with everything. And they're on. It's all on full display now. I think we're living in those times where, if you look at all this, it's always been there. This perversion and sickness, and it's always been in the Hollywood movies and the media and everything, and everywhere that you look, it's always been there. And in our lives. But you can see now it's showing itself, and this would say to me that it's do or die now. I think the system now is really telling us what it's doing, and it's showing its fangs, if you will, and it's come out and say, here I am, And so they're directly targeting children in the middle of the day, in council libraries, and don't forget, peoples, that we pay council wages. They exist because of our taxes. And rates, and these are council. These are community libraries for people to go in and spend some time and read. We go there, our children love going there and reading books and spending time and being quiet. And what the hell is going on here? this is absolutely outrageous that this is happening. And I've been talking a lot about this, Nina. I think that they are really testing. They are really testing the waters now. This is what this all is about, and this is what COVID was about. It was testing the waters here and how far they could push all of this. And this is what we're seeing now. And if we allow this to continue, it'll turn into strip shows and pole dancing and all of this in front of the kids, because we allowed it to happen as a society in our communities. So this is where we have to stamp it out.
They'll get the children involved. It'll be like, okay, who wants to do what I just did? And they'll get them dressed up, and they'll be doing all the. It'll get interactive next, and that people don't understand the degradation of the sexes that this is, and against females, and they don't. The definition of a woman has been changed in the dictionary it's no longer a mother, a daughter, you know, a woman with a vagina. It's anyone that identifies as a woman. So it could be you, Adam.
Yes.
You could have a day that you just feel like being a woman.
I'm going to whack some lipstick on and put some high heels on and
Yeah. There you go. And I could turn around and decide I want to be a man. But, oh, no, they're not looking at that. That's a whole other story. We've got lots of women that like to think they're men in the lesbian community that have forgotten that they're a woman. But, you know, going back to this point is, like, it's not natural and it's not right, and our children do not need to be exposed to these levels of sexual deprivation, and they are over sexualizing children and society. I mean, people now have become so dense down by, you know, just even watching a Hollywood movie, it's like porn. You know, there's not a thing you don't see. I went to watch a movie the other night thinking, oh, this sounds interesting. You know, set in like Norway or something. And the next thing I know, it's like every bit of the people are out having sex. And I was like, all right, I'm turning this off. I don't need to see this. Like, but it's so become so acceptable that everyone talks about how they have sex, who they have sex with, how they pleasure themselves. These are not things we need to know about, and these are not things we talk to our children about. Bottom line is, you don't even need to talk about it to your friend. I mean, these are personal things, but we have been exposed to this over the last 20 years or more to, well, particularly in the last 10 years, is to embrace your sexuality and, you know, you must enjoy it and tell everyone about it. Like, why? Why do we need to do that? And in doing that, it's made children ripe for the picking. So you can't have it all way. You can't protect children but then sexualize them at the same time. You've just got to stop over-sexualizing the whole lot. I mean, children, they're being abused. And it's because of this, and also because of sexually deprived deviants in our society that like to prey on the vulnerable. But we're putting our kids out there. They're getting all dressed up and thinking they look fabulous at 10 in tiny little skirts and really inappropriate clothing. And then we turn around and go, how dare you look at my child like that? Well, dress them accordingly. Stop making them look like little whores and pimping them out to people like you are. Like, you, we have a responsibility. And as parents, we need to bloody parent better, as far as I'm concerned. This has become absolutely disturbing and disgusting. And when I hear people defending it, saying that it's, in, you know, being inclusive and these people are just living happy lives and they're not trying to harm anyone, then why is it you have a Mardi Gras and you've got people wearing bondage gear and there's little kids in the audience because their parents think that this is like really fun and inclusive and their children need to know about it? Guess what? As someone that has worked with children for 30 years as an early childhood teacher, there is not one bit of text that tells me a child needs to learn about this. Not one. If anything, you are protecting those children against this. You are stopping them. Like, the whole, it's all comes down to pharmaceutical money grabbing empowerment. These people are going to make a shitload of money by blocking children's hormones, by not having people have a particular sex, because they're going to spend loads of money getting their jaws redefined, their noses done, their Adam's apples taken out, getting, you know, their penises removed and made into a vagina. And it's just diabolically wrong, and it's got to stop. And we can't let our children suffer any further. They've been under the needle for so long. and now they're going to be exposed to drag queens. I mean, yeah, I would just will not stop protecting our children. That's the bottom line for me. I'm so sick and tired of seeing children suffer at the hand of grown adults. And all of this is in it, we've been brainwashed to think that if you're not inclusive, you're a bigot. Well, I'm sorry, but that's a whole lot of rubbish. And you are not a bigot when you realize the true evil agenda behind this. And you've just gradually been chipped away to believe that, you've got to join it or, you're going to be burned at the stake. And unfortunately, people are so afraid of being ostracized from society, they're not willing to see it for what it is. But yeah, the curtain is falling. They're not hiding it at all. And the one thing I am seeing is that our communities are getting so strong. Like Nambucca Heads stopped it. They just kept ringing, ringing, ringing until the council couldn't handle it anymore. And that's what we all have to do. And I know that we've got two more after this one on Saturday. Tickets go up, for their free event for sale 4 weeks beforehand. So theoretically, on Saturday, the event for May will go up on the web for people to get their ticket. You can get four tickets per family. I've just said to everyone, go buy your tickets quick, sell them out. Just don't let them have anyone. And then we all just turn up and we keep turning up and we keep turning up and we keep emailing and we keep calling and we don't stop until they realize that we are deadly serious that this is wrong. We just have to get out there. We have to do it. There's no other option. I see this as important as what we've just gone through for the last couple of years with COVID. It's just this has been hidden by the COVID stuff. People have been so focused, and this is what the government does, is that they just keep the governments of the world, they keep shifting new little things in and making it legal for, children to be over-sexualized. And I mean, incest has just been passed through. Wow, isn't that awesome? Decriminalized. I mean, far out.
Yeah, through the UN.
Yeah.
They want to make it so pedophile, pedophiles and being attracted to little kids is completely okay now.
It's okay now, yeah.
And it's it's just it's if you look at trans and then you connect that with the transhuman agenda, they both go hand in hand. The trans and the transhuman agenda is the one thing. And this is the erasing of human beings. It's and this is what we always talk about here on the podcast. Yes. They have to dehumanize people and break us down and wipe away all those complexities and things that make us human and all the emotions that we have and obviously love is the biggest one, and this all needs to be taken off the table for singularity to take place. And when man merges with machines, that's what it's all about. So they're
That's
doing with
right.
everything that we can see, and that's COVID is COVID thing, and the lockdowns and the mask wearing and everything. That was dehumanizing people and very ritualistic. But it was just part of the Agenda 2030 system that's coming in. It was just one part of a little cog in the massive machine that they're bringing in. But I say this on all the podcasts. I mean, where can you go in the animal world where you can attack animals young and get away with it? I mean, you go down the park and the magpies are pecking your head and attacking people for going near their trees because they've got eggs, You can't walk into the animal kingdom and just take and attack their young. But
No,
look at
but
where
we
we
stand
are
there
as a
about it and
society.
flatter.
Yeah,
We're
we're
going,
allowing
take
it.
it.
It's crazy. Why? I mean, this is insane
It is
that
insane.
we in our even our communities and our cities and towns that we're allowing our kids to be targeted and attacked like this. And it's all done based on a lie on being inclusive and being fair and stop bullying and all this. That's how they get in. And I was saying the other night, it's the same thing with COVID. They made you feel guilty and they pump that through the TV sets. And, you know, that if you don't get the jabs, then you could get this and you could be sick and you could spread it to your loved ones and you could spread it through your community. Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. So it's like a guilt trip all the time, you know, and people are taking that up. And this is the same thing, you know, it's anti-bullying. You know, it's about being inclusive and it's the LGBTQ rainbow and all of this, you know. They've added a P on, by the way, which is for pedophiles. And that actually has happened. But, you know, this is demonic. And I see it. I look at the whole picture and I think that we're really over the target now. I mean, this is it. And if you look at the system is using these drag queens, that is a reflection to me. That is a sign that we are going into dark territory here. Because they, you know, these drag queens represent to me like the gates of hell have been opened. I mean, this is the start of the very, very harsh takedown if we allow this to continue. I think the drag queens really represent that. Because if you look at what they've been showing us for so long now, if you look at how sick and perverted the system is and what people are being exposed to in our children, as I said, it kind of ghosts along in our lives and it's always there, but now it's coming out and it's on full display. But I look at the drag queen thing and I look at what happened in Canada as well. I put up a great article from James McPherson, The War on Children, and he was talking about this situation in Canada where these drag queens are going into the classrooms and sitting opposite the children and having discussions with them about what they see and all of this. And you can see some of these kids are very uncomfortable and they're like, I don't know how to explain it. But so they're going in now in the middle of the day. They're walking in through the door past all of us. They're going past everybody and they're just coming into the classrooms. They're coming into our lives. This is like the vampire coming into the kid's window at night and opening the window and they just come in and bite in the neck. It's the same bloody thing. We're allowing these creatures into our children's bedrooms at night and they're coming in and they're preying on them, just like a pedophile would or a vampire would. It is really deeply disturbing that what is happening in Canada and the United States. And if we allow this to continue here in our libraries, that's what I said, they're pushing the limits. And if this goes forward and not enough people in the community say anything, then it is going to progress forward and it's going to get more sick and worse until you get this stuff like you see in the US where they're pole dancing and spreading their legs and all of this stuff. And I've seen videos in the US where young girls are walking up to these transvestites and touching their crotch and everything. And it's just absolutely insane. What's going on? So the perversion is in your face right now, on full display. And I think they're, you know, definitely in Australia, there's always going to be a lot of pushback. I think in Australia, we will push back against this. So they're taking it lightly. They're taking it ever so lightly. And they're starting with the libraries to read books, you know, and they think if we take that, then we'll just go it a little bit further, then we'll get them into the schools. So, you know, once every now and then they'll come into the schools and they'll read the books. And then if you allow that, then it'll get slightly worse and then intensify. That's what's going on. So very troubling times, Neen. And we're made to feel bad because we want to stand up to this and protect our kids. It's absolutely unbelievable what's going on. Five Eyes countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK and America. They're targeting our children now. And it is really extreme. There's no fucking way it's going to happen to our kids. Not a chance in hell. I was just covering some deep waters last night on the Night Watch podcast about the Jewish controlled pornography industry. And there was articles that have been coming out now in the UK and stuff talking about this dangerous new trend in sexual relationships with women and men. And they're saying that men are now wanting to strangle women during sex. And this came out from LifeSite News as well, that some women have nearly been killed. And they're saying now, young women are saying, like 23-year-olds and stuff are saying that they're even just first dates with men, even kissing them, they're starting to put their hands on their neck. And so men, young men are now copying the aggressive and violent porno on Pornhub and stuff like that, and they're choking women. And it's like, this is where we're going, folks. And it's getting really, really scary. And young kids are on their phones. They're being exposed to this. And now we have these trannies going into the schools, into our public libraries, into our very lives, to expose themselves in this way to our young children. And it's just absolutely, as you said, Nina, it's evil and it's violence against our children. Why would we as a community even allow that? So I think you're right there. I think that we should take it a step further, and we should actually, buy up all the tickets, because it's free anyway. It's a library. And then just go and sit in there and question them and mock them and then just form a human line until we just start pushing them back. And as you said in Nambucca there, if enough people care in the community and wake the hell up, they will back off and they'll pull back like they always do. They'll come back again, but we need to be ready for them. But as I said, if we don't push back, it will get worse.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. As we've been talking, I've received a message. Apparently, Timbalina is very, very upset. She's written, I'm like, I just think, like, I'm thinking Timbalina. Of a Thumbelina. I keep thinking of Thumbelina.
I've got your link here anyway.
So Timbalina is having a bit of a meltdown because...
not fair.
It's not fair. There's Rainbow Storytime will go ahead this Saturday in spite of the protesters. Their words are hateful, bigoted, dangerous, but sadly nothing new for our community.
Hateful and bigoted, but it's okay for them to terrorise and disturb our children and confuse them sexually.
Apparently she, oh my gosh.
Freak, disgusting freak.
I'm just confused. I'm so confused by this person.
They're confused.
The comments are, oh gosh, they're disgusting because everyone loves them, and you know, you're gonna need a bigger room, and everyone wants to come. And I thought, oh well, here we go. Wait till this is shared around our networks. You'll be getting more of your so-called hate that you don't like. I like how we're called outdated views. And that a man wearing a dress won't make you gay. But guess what book he is reading, dressed up as some hideous creature? How to Be a Real Man.
That's what they're turning men into, and they want to turn young men into.
The man on the book's got a great big beard, and he's wearing a tutu.
Yeah, there you go.
So it says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You're
like, how
it's beautiful. In your face. It's in your face. And they're telling you that you're the bad one, that you're the bad one for speaking up about this.
Yeah, you've got the problem.
You're the one with a mental illness. This is what they're doing in the United States now. They're actually bringing in laws now that will forbid you from saying anything against these people, so they just get free rein and do whatever the hell they want. And it's the people, it's the parents, it's all of us that need to stand up and stamp it out. Look at what the French are doing now. We need that. We need that fight back and that vigilante kind of thing going.
Yeah.
And you know, I was saying on podcast, Nina, I think, you know, like with the neighborhood watch, I think that communities need to form neighborhood watches, and they need to be focusing on this. When it's happening, where it's happening, let's get together, let's talk about it, let's discuss, let's organize, and then let's go out and let's go to these events and stop it. I think that we need neighborhood watch groups. The police aren't going to do it. So we, the people, need to do it. And I think that this is a really good. People used to form neighborhood watch groups to keep their communities safe, and they used to meet in their houses. So why not meet about this? And get groups and form groups together, and then let's discuss what's going on here, what libraries are going to be targeted, what schools they're going to come into, and let's organise with everybody and stop it. I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because they're attacking our children in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
how could anyone in a normal society put up with something like that? You yeah. can't have this. This is not normal.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
But they're trying to portray themselves as the normal ones. You can see in their picture there. It's look at that freak in the picture that you sent me, the rainbow story time.
Mm.
Look, that is a freak. That is a freak. And they're holding up that book. And that is what they're trying to say is normal now. But we're not normal. We're the ones who are mentally ill.
Yeah.
It is. It is. They're going hell for leather now, I tell you.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's quite, I've had a little scroll at some of the comments and, oh, God, goodness me. Who would complain of such a thing? And one of the comments was like, oh, this stupid freedom fighter, she's having a whinge, which is me because I did a video on it.
Stupid morons in their name.
Worse. Don't you worry.
Look at this comment, Roxanne Rigg. You should be congratulated for educating young children about diversity.
Yeah.
Can you believe these people?
Yeah.
Can you believe them?
I know.
We will be there. Don't listen to the haters. We love you.
Yeah. We love you. Yes.
It's disgusting. Well,
do you want to share a bathroom with these people? These men dressed as women? I mean, you know, violence against women isn't disappearing, and it's not going to disappear from your children either. So,
I notice how they've was that on Timberlina is in Australia. I can't seem to comment here.
Oh right,
they shut off the comments.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's all just
psychos. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably deleted everything they didn't like,
This is the thing. This is the thing, Neen, though.
Yeah, you can't comment.
We can fight against the New World Order system, and we can fight against all of this, and the UN, and Klaus Schwab, and Bill Gates, and everything. But in the end, it's our fault. It's our fault. Yeah.
Yep.
It's humanity's fault. These people, it is their fault. They're so stupid, you know. I've always said they are just the system is just introducing the ideas. It's just flooding society with it. But we're the ones who are taking it up. And look at these people's comments. Couldn't be more proud of you, Timberlina. You know, bravo. Yep. We love you. Thank you for being part of my child's life. You know, I need you. We will be there. Don't listen to the haters.
Yeah.
Well, they're calling the protesters actually, queer. They're the protesters are the ones who are queer.
They've actually put out a join our community for a peaceful counter protest, saying that a local group intend to protest against Rainbow Storytime at Newcastle City Library. Join us outside the library to stand in solidarity with Rainbow Storytime and the LGBT community. They've kind of just taken my words. I should be honoured. But they're the ones that are going to cause trouble because we're not there for anything other than to be peaceful.
I think these people are mentally ill.
They are mentally ill.
And there's deep, deep problems going on here with these ones. There's a hole. It's like the Hunger Games or something. They're creating this. Yeah, this and these bozos, they don't understand this is all about transhumanism. This is all about erasing true humans from existence as they bring in this new transhuman system, and they can't understand that the whole rainbow thing is all part of that, and they're just playing into it because they're too dumb and dumbed down to do their own research and to look at this for what it really is. It is really, really sad, really sad and sick.
Very.
These people are very, very sick indeed, and that so you know such a large portion of the community are willing to play into this. is sad as well. But we, as real Australians, we can't put up with this. We've got to stop it. Absolutely, yeah. Have to stop it. It's just gross.
Absolutely. This is where the free programming they talk about has well and truly happened to many members of our society, and they all think this is absolutely fine. And I tell you what, when it knocks on their door, well and truly knocks on their door, and they realize they have no child, no grandchildren, nothing left that after them, they're suddenly going to realize, why the hell did we sell off our parts and sell off our sexes? Because that's exactly what they're doing, and their children are going to be so mentally deranged and in so much dire need of help to combat this insanity. I mean, to be a psychologist now would be the $1 million job, wouldn't it? Because so many people have a psychologist because they have so many problems trying to face the world. Now, when you start chopping off your breasts and trying to be a man or trying to grow breasts because you're like, you're going to go and have to need psychological help. Once upon a time, you would have had a psychological evaluation and been put in a psych ward. But now that is backward. And it's unacceptable to think that these people have a mental problem. And they do. They do. Whatever happened to teaching your child to love the body they are in? When did we need to start seeing people dressed in other costumes, pretending to be another sex, and also degrading that other sex? Not actually making a woman look amazing, you're making them look completely disgusting. And you want to put that in front of your children's face, all in the eyes of inclusivity. So then when you see that freak walking down the street, that it's all okay, don't worry, it's okay. They're a trans, whatever they want to be. So I have a real problem with it. I don't agree with it whatsoever. And I don't even see it as adult entertainment. I think that if you find that entertaining, you really need to have a real think about what tickles your fancy, to be honest. There's no place for it.
There's a video on Facebook on the Timbalina page of this clown making himself up to be Timbalina. Have you watched the video?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yes, isn't it crazy? So there's just a video there of this clown making himself up to be this complete other drag queen person. It says here, Rainbow Storytime will go ahead this Saturday in spite of the protesters. Their words are hateful, bigoted, dangerous, but sadly nothing new for our community. We're aware of the Facebook groups and trolls sending messages to businesses to cancel me and probably drag queens in general. Most of them hiding behind private groups. We're not hiding behind anything, you filthy creep. In the face of hate and outdated views, I will obviously be turning up. Drag queens are a symbol of pride and inclusion. They say I'm an adult entertainer and I'm not appropriate for kids. They say I'm an adult entertainer and not appropriate for kids. Really? I'm a performer. Oh, yeah, okay, is that how you get out of it? Just like for a local reference, I don't know what he's talking about, other entertainers there. Yeah, so at the library, I'm a kids performer. I read kids' books that the library issue me with messages of diversity and inclusion. We dance and read, and it's age appropriate. Rainbow families enjoy coming. Oh my God. Make me want to puke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me wearing a dress won't turn somebody gay. It does, however, send the message that this world is made up of all sorts, really. We'll keep showing up so the young people know it's okay to be themselves, even if they don't fit the mold. Rainbow Storytime, 11 a.m. this Saturday in Newcastle City Library. Lamond Street, Cook's Hill. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, it'll be interesting when I share with the police that they're having a counter rally against us.
They're doing that.
We're not even having a protest.
They're going to send the freaks in.
They're sending the freaks in.
They're going to send freaks in to cause trouble like they did with Mark Latham.
I can guarantee. Well, and they did it with Park Posey.
And they're violent. They're violent.
Yep.
Yeah, violent. They are violent. They're attacking people, viciously attacking people, and that's perfectly fine.
Yep. Yeah. Well, no once worries. The police know, which I'll be emailing them, they'll be shutting it down. I can imagine they'll shut it down. They're not going to have that happen. They're not going to have, that was their main concern, was that this was going to have these crazy people come out and want to fight. And that's exactly what they're trying to incite. We're not inciting anything like that. We're just saying we're going to be there quietly, standing, saying nothing, but showing that we're not in support of it. So I guess, you know, what works for one group isn't allowed to work for another. But this is where, you know, you can't back down.
No, they're devil-worshipping scum. Mm. That's what they are. They're devil-worshippers. So,
it's interesting watching it unfold before your eyes, isn't it? But, yeah, we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, got to do everything to protect the children, man. It's all about protecting our young, and that's what we do.
Mm.
So hopefully the men get out there as well.
Absolutely.
We not just the women.
We need,
need the men in society to get out there and form a line, and stop this. They're attacking our children, and these people worship the devil. They're filthy. They're disgusting.
Yes.
It's atrocious. This is not about inclusion.
No.
And respect. They're lying. They're lying to people. They're trying to get to our kids, and this is just absolutely horrific what they're doing. Trying to confuse them sexually when that shouldn't be happening at all. We've seen it all too often. It's grotesque. Children. These people are just the worst. The worst, and the gates of hell are open now, man. They're coming out, flooding out, going after the children.
Absolutely. I mean, this is where, you know, as I said earlier, our children have been under attack for such a long time, and it just, you know, when does it end? Like when do they stop being the target of everyone's agenda? So, you know, this is just, it's revolting.
And typical with these people, this thing, Tim Bellina, obviously a perverted freak, has it here on his Facebook page. Only people who follow his page for more than 24 hours can comment. Only it's like the mainstream corporate media. You just have to follow them. Enough of these sick, perverted pedophiles. Neen, before we plug out on tonight's podcast, let's take a big switch here, massive switch.
Yes.
And a massive switch here. And it was just something I wanted to ask you because you guys have been copying this as well. I just put up a video on the Crass Files website tonight about whistleblowers in beekeepers. And they're coming forward now and saying that their bees are being killed by government spooks who are turning up to their properties. Yep. And what's happening is that in all of New South Wales now, it's spread down to Sydney and south, and also up to Newcastle and up the north coast. The government are sending in spooks to kill people's beehives. And and so these beekeepers, because they've got the varroa mite, which even if that's true, like in other parts of the world, it can be easily managed and there's no need to kill the bees anyway. But a lot of these beekeepers, and you'll see in that video that I posted on Kras Files, you'll see that they're testing their own bees and they don't have it at all. They're completely healthy. And they're ringing these departments and they're saying, tough luck, we've put you in this red zone and we're sending people out to pour petrol into your beehives and kill them. And so they're filming it and everything and they don't care. So this is absolutely unbelievable. But I guess Bill Gates and his buddies and their bugs and everything, they don't need bees anymore. You don't need bees
for
a transhuman agenda, do you need?
No.
No, well, with the transhuman agenda and when they make food, you know, they don't need bees anymore to pollinate, but this is an open killing spree from the Australian government and their spooks sending people into people's properties. I would highly suggest for people to get armed. And I would also say for, you know, anyone thinking about having bees, don't register them. Just don't register them. And it's unbelievable because you have these people who are in tears and they're saying that we, you know, we do organics, we look after our bees, we have these properties, we never allow chemicals or anything on our land. And here's the government sending in these assholes to pour petrol all over their properties. But here the government are saying that we're the ones causing global warming. You know, and here they are coming in pouring petrol on people's bees and properties for absolutely no reason when people are telling and screaming to them that they don't have the mite and that their bees are healthy. They're killing them anyway.
Well, I had friends because we had the varroa mite, obviously, in Newcastle. And so where I live, we were in the red zone, being in a 5K radius of the centre of Newcastle. And they said anyone in this area, you know, you're in the red zone and we'll be coming to eradicate all your hives, like kill them without even testing them, because they were in this area and like it was too risky to allow people to just have their hive checked. That they just eradicate it immediately to stop it from, you know, going further. And then now, you know, I've had friends with like, all right, I'm going to try and extract as much honey as I possibly can before all of this happens. Well, the DPI did a consult, you know, with all people in the area that had their own hives and different beekeepers from out of that 5K zone, because obviously there is a lot of people out in the Hunter that have their hives and they sell online. They're also pollinators for farms, ensuring that we have food crops. So they all came in to listen to this, and a lot of them, the penny dropped that this was not just about a mite. This was about eradicating our food chain. And they started trying to move their hives as quickly as they could that were out of the red zone to ensure that they still had hives, that we still had bees, and that there would still be food. It's been really bad. Like the zone obviously spread further out into the Hunter. I know there's they've even gone as far as like Foster, eradicating hives. They've gone down into the Gosford area, and this, you know, to live in this red zone, it's so disturbing. Like there are no bees. Absolutely zero of the regular bees that you know, your honeybee that you would see. But what we are getting is the native bees are coming in. We've also got lots of wasps around. There's other pollinators at play. So there's a lot of permaculture groups coming out, people that are very, very into bees and pollination and bush foods. They're coming out and they're showing people how to create native hives around the area. We have had, like, we've had tastes of the native bee honey, which is very, very different than what you're used to. Very floral and a little bit tart. But they're at least showing ways of how we can cope. But when I leave my area and say I go and visit, my mother an hour away up the freeway, there's bees there. And it's just mind-blowing that we don't have bees. It's so incredibly sad and heartbreaking. And oh, mate, it's just one thing after another. It's
Imagine
like,
those commercial beekeepers who are doing a route,
well,
who are
the
he's seeing these government people come in and pour petrol into their hives.
absolutely,
They're in tears. These
absolutely.
ladies were in tears over it, and
Oh,
they didn't have
yes.
any choice.
No,
They're just doing it.
I've had friends that have had to experience that, and it's taken them weeks to just get over the heartache
This is
of seeing that
brutal.
because, and they didn't even have the mite. The
It's agenda 2030.
a family that we get our honey from, they were moving, trying to move their hives because they don't do the bees for the honey. The honey is just a byproduct that they then will sell, but their hives, I think they said they had like 700 hives, and they were you they're pollinators, so they actually go out, as far as Dubbo and further and pollinate crops that are then, that food's produced and we get to eat it. They have just said goodbye to the last lot of their hives, so they're gone. They have no bees. We're not allowed to have any hives for 2 years. 2 years. So how, what, we can't even pollinate our fruit trees that we've got in our garden. We've got citrus trees. Things are not growing like they were
Can you get a
now.
bee hive? Maybe go and see someone, see if you can get a native or a normal beehive, flow hive or something, and put it in your backyard.
Well, yeah, and look,
Communities
we've
need to start
created,
putting all these in their backyards.
yeah, we've been creating our own, like, little hives out of bamboo. Putting all your bamboo sticks together and at varying lengths and stuff, so they're not all like elongated straight. And there's lot, as I said, there's a lot of things going on to try and like find other ways of pollination and really encourage the native bees in. But yeah, it's absolutely devastating. And I mean, I'm so grateful too that the beekeepers that, are more professional than just your little backyard honey thing. I mean, not that that's any less, but at least you're doing something for yourself, right? But for them to actually switch on and see what was going on was really sad. But then a local company that had hives all throughout Newcastle, and it was actually quite interesting to buy their honey because each suburb had the colour of honey was remarkably different than the other. So it just goes to show like how important it is to really have like your local honey. Because we know of all the really great properties in honey that is really good for our immune system and our bodies and being bacterial and antiviral and et cetera. It was really fascinating for them to see what they were producing locally, but they were actually in full support of the eradication of their hives because they didn't want to see this mite destroy other hives, yet there's so much information out there of how they could have treated this differently. Apparently, I just read today, and it's bizarre, but apparently they've created a vaccination for the bees.
God.
And I was like,
Doesn't surprise me.
did I read that right? Or was that a parody?
Has to be.
Sometimes I don't know if I'm reading things for real or Anyway, so I mean there's a vaccine for everything, apparently. But yeah, it's absolutely terrible. And it again, it's just this agenda, and it's just to destroy us all. And it's really hard to even understand why you would want to do that. But it's happening, and it's coming fast now. And it's only going to get worse, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's attacking
Just
the food supply.
yeah.
Gonna take our food
So
supply out now. Yeah.
look,
And we won't
the
have a
one
choice,
thing,
we'll have to do what they say.
no. I mean, look, the one thing with honey is that it doesn't go off, so you can definitely stock up on that while you can get it.
But
But
it's the same as I said with COVID. I mean the beekeepers think, well, I don't want it to spread to all my hives and everything, so I'm
that's
prepared for
right.
them to come in and do this. It was the same with
They
COVID.
will.
You can see the big lie. It's a guilt trip. You know, you could get COVID and
Absolutely.
spread it to your community. Do you want to do that? You've got to get vaccinated. And everyone gets vaccinated, and then they pull it all away, and now everyone's finding out it doesn't work. It's dangerous. I'm probably going to die. I've shortened my life. And all this stuff's coming out now. And now, even as you sent me today, the mainstream media in Australia are even coming out about this now, that the whole thing was wrong. The lockdowns,
Definitely,
the mask wearing, the social distancing. This is in the mainstream papers in Australia now. They're coming out and saying that. And we knew this when it first started. I knew all this was coming. We tracked everything, but that's what they're saying now in the media. It was all wrong. The responses, the police responses, the government response, what ScoMo did, everything. Stopping, shutting the schools, locking people inside, shutting businesses. The whole thing was wrong. We're sorry. You know, but this is the thing.
Too,
This
it's
is
too late
gullible
for the
people.
people, too late for the people that killed themselves, because
Way
they
beyond
couldn't
too late.
handle it. Way too late. And that what the families that are left with that destruction, it'll never, it'll never make up for anything. And I mean, the bloody government now are chasing up parents that got overpaid during COVID with their benefits, because they were handing out money willy-nilly to everyone, to keep everyone satisfied, and stroke little pat on the head to make them feel like the government cared about them, and now they want the money back. Oh, we've overpaid you. So they're putting people in debt, asking for $2,000 at a time, because their beloved government did the wrong thing, and now they're, it doesn't matter that they're trillions of dollars in debt, and our children will never see the end of that debt paid off. But it's just, the whole thing's just diabolical, and it'll fall. It's all falling, and sadly, a lot of people are falling down with it, because they can't see just how they've been taken for a ride.
And we don't need them. We don't need them. We only need a certain percentage, maybe 20 or so percent, be good 30, 20 or so percent in each nation to stand up and fight back. That will be enough to force this system back. They're already having a lot of troubles. It is the Agenda 2030, and they are trying to push this through now. And as more people fight back and stand up, then the system will become more desperate to push this plan through. And we see now that they expose themselves. It's the whole thing. It's malfunctioning. That's what we're seeing, this malfunction taking place. And we can see everything we're talking about tonight is in it's in clear view for all of us to see. So We just got to get enough people standing up and fighting back and stop taking it. So your government isn't here to protect you.
Yes.
People need to really understand that.
I think, you know, we're definitely got a lot of people that have woken up and they're moving forward and getting behind things. And I mean, you know, what we were reading before of, you know, the drag queen comments of all the people that are supportive of it. I mean, that to me, it's really off-putting to see, but at the same time, you know, they've removed all the comments that were against them and they're just showing, oh, I've got all this love. But they're a minority. They're not a majority of people thinking. There's so many people that don't say anything. So, you know, it's all changing. I guess we just have to keep praying that, you know, it explodes sooner than later and we get to a better life, because there's so much going on, you know, financially, everything, you know, everything's falling. So we have to be as prepared as we can to survive it and be uncomfortable for a while it's happening. So, yeah, on a positive note, I mean, it's really amazing to be alive. I'm really glad it's to be here experiencing be it.
Yeah, that's and, right.
I think, you know, our kids will look and they'll either go, geez, Mum and Dad just like were anti everything, or wow, weren't they cool that they fought for what they believed in and fought for our freedoms. So, either way you want to look at it, we're really here at the right time, and you know, we've got to keep our head above water and keep going, because it's up to us.
You that's know, right. And
we've been given a job and we have to do it.
That's so right. And as we always say, Neen, if we don't, and when our kids are brought up within this system and they become older and they look back and they think, what did my mum and dad do to stop this? You know, what did my parents do? Nothing. My dad was a coward. My mum didn't do anything, you know. They didn't do anything to protect me from this system that I have to live in now. We don't want this future for our kids. This is all coming from the United Nations. It's all coming from outside our country in. Our politicians are spineless and gutless. Our media are weak cowards. And our country's being overtaken. And our kids are being attacked. Our way of life is being destroyed and dismantled and torn down. And we are in the crosshairs of this system. And we're about to get our heads blown off. And so many people, unbelievably, are standing up for this very system and willing to protect it and go against us, you know? I mean, how do you get to that state in your life where you're willing to stand up for and protect the very system that wants you and your kids dead?
That's right.
I mean, how can people, is that just lifetimes and lifetimes of just bogging them down in suffering and ignorance and propaganda? I don't know, but that doesn't affect us. We can't look there and we can't keep going back to try and pick up these people. You know, we're in a war. That's what it is. And the government has declared war on us, the people. And we can't keep going back to pick these people up. It's their life. And they have to deal with it. But we are here to do this, and there's no way back for us. We have to just keep moving forward, as you said, Neen.
That's right.
And we have to have that hope in our hearts that there are clearer and better waters on the other side of this, and we're going to have to go through a storm here. We always do, you know. You can't just expect things. You're just going to wake up tomorrow morning and everything's going to be done for you and better. It's going to be, look at France, as I said, look at what's happening in France now. I mean, does the whole country have to burn before they? I mean, it's absolutely insane. I mean, we look at what Trudeau's doing, and look at what is happening, you know. And we just have to fight. There's no other way. Mm. You have to stand up and fight. And we do know this. Once millions of people get on board here and they stand up and they fight back, there's no military or there's no armies in the world or police forces that would anywhere in the world that would be willing in any way, shape, or form. To go against the people. The militaries aren't going to go against their own people. They're not going to do it. And there's nothing they can do when millions of people stand up. You know, when millions and millions of people stand up and millions of people stand up in cities, the police and military and government can't do anything. They've just got to back down. And they know this, so that's why they're using horror and scare tactics and fear-mongering to keep everybody under control, because fear is control. And we do always liken it to the drowning man. If you're in a drowning state and you're in fear, you'll just sink like a stone, you know. And that's where they got the public. And, you know, and now, unfortunately, you know, too many people are looking to the government and looking to the media and looking at all these entities to solve their problems. And we have to do it. In our communities, as individuals as well, and together with our families, we have to do this. So, as you said, it is crazy times to be alive, and it's also we're here for a reason. Where else would we want to be? We've been plunged into. We're here for a reason. We're plunged into this situation for a reason. I'm talking to you now for a reason. Our listeners are going to be listening for a reason, and we just have to keep going forward and do what feels natural and stay true and do the best we can and get and keep the conversations rolling. It's information that the system fears, and that's why they're coming down so hard on it. In Canada, I was talking about this last night, Trudeau's about to get a bill through that will really it will be like communist China, and it will threaten everybody's right to express themselves and to have a right of finding things online that they want to look at. It just won't be there anymore under the communist dictatorship of Justin Trudeau, which is really communism, is really Zionism. You know, that's what it is. But China, communist China, is the role model of what they want the West to be. And that's what they're rolling in now. And is this what we really want to be like? We've all looked at China through our lives and thought, oh, man, look what the Chinese are going through. We don't want that, you know, look at that. But it's coming here. This is what they're about to implement in our countries, and it's going to be pure communism. And this is straight out of the pages of George Orwell's 1984. And I can't believe that so many people are willing to support this. So as I say, it is a weaponized form of Stockholm syndrome that we're dealing with the public now, and they're just not going to wake up. So we can't worry about them, and we can't let them drag us down under the water, because they're going to drag us all down and our kids. We have to forget about them, and we have to move forward, and we have to join up with people who are like us, and there's plenty out there, I tell you. Not just you and I speaking now and our listeners, but there's tons of people. I'm running into them all the time. And they're waking up and they're seeing what's really going on here, and they want to come on deck and they want to change. And when you get so many people thinking like that, it creates a higher vibrational kind of field or frequency. And so the system is going to want to bog us down in this lower dimensional state of affairs as we, the people, move. And we move forward, and they want to keep us under the quicksand. And so it's going to be really interesting fights and really interesting times again ahead. But no matter what happens, we're not going to shut up, and we're just going to continue forward. There's no way back for us, Neen. There's no way for us to go back now. We have to look forward, live in the moment, and continue on our path. So as you said, and I've been saying that all the time, it is incredible times to be alive, to say the least. It really absolutely is. It's amazing what we're witnessing and what we're seeing. I can't believe it some days, but I won't let it get me down. I'm going to learn from it. And you know what? Some people don't agree with me, But what I say, how I look at it now, is I look at these freaks and these sickos and this demented, inverted world around me, and I think, you know what? They're going to teach me a lesson. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to absorb it all in, and I'm going to work out how I can be a better person and how we can get this information out to the public and how we can break it all down. So, you know, through their display of, you know, just terrible behavior, disgusting and terrible behavior, it it kind of, they're giving themselves up, you know? They're shooting themselves in their own feet in a way. And it's just going to push more people onto our side. And the more desperate the system becomes, and the more uglier it gets, and the more that this happens, we have to, unbelievably, Neen, this story time thing that we've been talking about in Newcastle and these drag queens coming in, it has to happen. Mm-hmm. It has to happen because it's the only way that the public are going to bloody wake up. It's the only way that we're going to make them see what's going on here is if it gets shoved in their bloody faces.
Yeah.
Because they're just not cluing onto this quick enough. So you know what? Now you're going to get a real punishing lesson here, and you're going to see things you can't believe. And we said this was coming. We warned people. You're going to be really, you're going to really have a sledgehammer over your head here. And and you're going to see this, and you're going to go, holy hell, how did this happen? How did we get here? Well, welcome aboard. You know, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, you know, when the cop's driving away and he throws the guy out the window onto the bonnet and he says, welcome to the party, pal. You know, well, welcome to the party. Yeah, we've been here for years. Come on board and let's get this done together, Neen. What do you reckon?
And it is as brutal as that. Like, you know, it hurts to get thrown on that, on board. Because
it's painful.
It's a massive wake up, and it can hurt your head.
It hurts, man. It hurts. Yeah. But you got to do it.
You have to. Yeah.
People have to do it, Neen, and you know, just wake up out of that spell, cast off that ego, and start thinking for yourself, and say, you know what, I was wrong. Mm. You know, that's okay. I'm okay with being wrong, and let's find a better way forward. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. That is actually a good thing because it's acceptance, and you can understand consciously. Mm-hmm. You are being consciously aware of your mistakes, and well, not really mistakes, but just the way that you saw the world. You know, you see the world. It's just like, this is not working for me anymore. And there's got to be a better picture here. There's got to be a better way around this. So I think that a lot of people are seeing that. I think that COVID and all this stuff is forcing people to see that. So in a way, it's a lesson maybe we all needed to learn. Maybe at the end of the day, we're doing this to ourselves. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about that. And it is a bit of a deeper discussion. But, you know, we could be doing this to ourselves if you think about it. You know, we can change it. You know, we can change it. If you're going to get up every day and feel negative about the world, then you're going to have a terrible day, you know. And it's just a state of affairs and a state of mind, really. So this, you know, it's very obvious to me that, you know, our minds are being played with here, and people are being coaxed into this. So we've just got to change our minds here. And I see positive times ahead, but I see a storm here, and that's okay. We've already gone through a few years of it. We've been through hell with COVID, the few of us who didn't want the jabs, and look, we've really done an amazing job. I always say, you know, to all those people out there listening, if you're like us and you didn't get the jabs and you pulled through and you called their bluffs and this game of fear, you know, pat yourself on the back. You really are, you know, you are on this journey now, and then you know, it's an incredible experience. And all we can do, Neen, is just keep researching and keep studying and keep it's going to be really interesting on the next podcast to hear what happened with you guys in Newcastle there. And please feed me through any information that you can about what's going on there with that. Mm-hmm. If you also or anyone, if you yourself then want to write any articles, we have the Kraz Opinion as well, mm-hmm. which is it's an opportunity for folks out there who are listening to put up short opinion pieces, and I'll put a picture in and we'll turn it into an article for you. And mm-hmm. put it out there and on the website. That's a good thing to do as well. Take any videos or anything, but it will be interesting to break this down and find out what is going on here. This is going to be a more intense display in Newcastle with this that's coming up on the weekend, more so than what happened in Manly. I think that people didn't know how to digest this in Manly. They've never seen it, and it just kind of happened, but I don't know how it went. I know a lot of people were really angry about it, and there was a lot of pushback, and that is growing. So that'll be interesting to cover this on the next one with you. Fill us in on that, and anything you want to finish on tonight.
Obviously we'll keep you updated with everything going on. We have been very, very fortunate through this in the last week that a team of people that work protecting children have come forward and written to the council questioning their motives in doing this story time. So I think it's going to be very, very beneficial having these people on our side that are really asking the hard, hard questions to the council. And really making them be accountable for what they're doing. And I think that, it's going to be a very interesting outcome over the next couple of days to see where this goes. I really hope that we're obviously successful. I mean, that's why we're doing it. We don't want to see this happen. But it's just showing the power of the people, and we have some very strong pivotal men that are well known in our community standing forward as well. So I think this is a very, very positive step for our community up here, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes. So it'll be great to report back and tell you that it's all cancelled. But we will wait and see, won't we? Either way, we're winning just by standing up and having our say and not being afraid of the repercussions of other people's comments or thoughts, etc. They're all really irrelevant at the end of the day, because you wake up every day and you know what is right and wrong within your life that you're willing to stand up for. And this is something I feel very, very passionate about. And as I said earlier, when it comes to children and children's rights and their protection, I will be right there standing up for them. So I don't see it as being any other way or any other purpose of why I'm here in many ways. So, I'll definitely get together some kind of opinion piece on these matters to share with lots of links for people who would like to look further into it and get more of an understanding of this transgender, transhuman agenda that's at play. But thanks for having me on, Adam, as always. Good stuff. It's really good chatting to you, so thank you.
A good outlet to chat, and we'll continue on the next one.
Fantastic.
In May, unbelievable, eh? Unbelievable how fast it's going. We'll be back again on the next one. Good to have you on, Neen. And we'll chat thank again you. Soon. Plugging out for tonight. This is the Thursday night podcast, Kraz Files, 20th of April with Nadine Sisterson. Plugging in with me tonight on the podcast. Great to have you on, Neen. Always plenty thanks, to discuss, Adam. And back again soon. And take care, okay?
Yeah, you too, Adam. Thank you.